Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Leslie Grossman is back, ladies and gentlemen. Leslie is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She is she's an expert in women in the marketplace. She is an entrepreneur herself, just like you. She's the author of Salesation, How Companies Can Capture Today's Hottest Market. And she is the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, and she's here to tell us about some really important stuff. Leslie Grossman, welcome back to the show.
Well, hi. It's great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back, Leslie, as always. Leslie, lately you've been accumulating some information about how the economy is going and some issues, facts and figures on the economy. Would you share some of those with us now?
Well, absolutely, and it's kind of a bad news, good news picture. This morning, the New York Times reported a study that was just done that showed that the nation's mood is at the lowest level in 2 years.
Yeah.
More pessimistic, I hate to say that word,
yeah,
than ever. And I, to tell you the truth, was a little bit shocked. I mean, yes, I know gas prices are way up. Unemployment is really stubborn. But we just did a study of the community of Women's Leadership Exchange, and we got positive results from those women business owners.
Hmm.
So it surprised me. Let me tell you about what we heard from them.
All
from
right.
Our study, over 70% told us that they had observed positive changes in their businesses in the first quarter of this year.
Hmm.
And of that 70%, almost 85% said that they had more customers, and 70% said they had higher revenues.
Wow.
So isn't that surprising, considering the mood of the nation?
Well, it kind of is, except you and I both know that the small business owners are pathological optimists.
That's true.
And so I think if you talk to people in general and you say, okay, how do you feel about things? And they're looking at, the Middle East unrest, the Japanese issues, the two or three things that you mentioned, and they're thinking about their life. And also, don't forget the seeming incompetence of our government to pass a budget to fund the government seven months into the fiscal year. You know, that kind of brings you down a little bit too. I think if you ask people about that, about their world, you know, their view of the world, I think that gives you the answer that you mentioned first. But then if you say, okay, small business owners, what do you think about your business? You know, I think they're two different questions, don't you?
Well, they definitely are two different questions. And the challenge, as you know, is to try. We know that positive thinking actually does shift things.
Yeah.
So we need to look to our leadership, as you pointed out, to try to do things that are going to make the consumer feel more positive.
But Leslie, let's face it. This is not lost on you, Leslie. But what you've done is you just revealed who the real true leaders are in America. They're not in Washington, they're on Main Street.
That's right.
Leslie, I'm not blowing smoke on my audience. I'm not blowing smoke on small business owners. I mean that with all my heart. The only people the only centers of influence that actually, number one, have the ability, number two, have the moxie, and number three, have the influence to really turn America around are the 28 million small business owners in America.
You are absolutely right. And another thing that actually came out of that survey, another question we asked them, was about what their outlook was for employing more people.
Mm-hmm.
And actually half of the respondents predicted that they would hire more people between now and 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there again, you are absolutely right. I mean, it is in the hands of small business. And if the government doesn't smarten up and do what they can do to keep supporting small business growth,
well,
it's a tragedy.
There's no question about it. The government has trillions of dollars available to bail out unions and big business. But as I've already said this week on the show, small business gets the back of the hand. And yet we continue to act like, you know, it's almost like we're saying, you know, please, sir, can I have another, you know, and he'll hit me again, please. While we're continuing to work, but I really think that we've got to get this across to folks that Main Street is the only thing that will save America. We can't count. Wall Street is only for Wall Street. Now, if anybody doubts that now, I don't know what else. I don't know what else has to happen to make people understand that Wall Street only cares about Wall Street. Number two, Washington apparently thinks they live in their own little bubble up there.
That's right. And we've got to do what we can as small business owners to influence mm-hmm. them at our local level to support small business.
Right.
Each one of us has that responsibility to not just sit there, but to speak out.
Don't you think the next election is going to be an election that small business owners really need to get involved in? And I'm not talking party. Folks, we haven't mentioned one political party in our conversation today with Leslie. Neither one of us are thinking about political party. We're talking about America's future and leadership here, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what it's going to take are, you know, you said, small business owners, we are the leaders. And three of the most important qualities of leadership, I believe, are courage, communication, and collaboration.
Yep. Absolutely.
And we need to put those into action as small business owners, because the leadership, as you pointed out in Washington, sure isn't doing it.
That's right.
So we have to be courageous, we have to speak out and communicate, and we have to collaborate together.
Well, another thing we do, but from a specific standpoint, we need to start being attracted to candidates who can answer in the affirmative that they've made a payroll at one point in time in their life.
So true.
I mean,
of them have no idea, have no experience, not walked in our shoes.
That's right. That's right.
And we need people like that, and that is a very good point, Jim.
Leslie, give us your website, please.
womensleadershipexchange.com.
All right. Check it out. Can they find your book there?
Yep. At salsationbook.com is my book.
All right. Hey, Leslie, I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with the lovely and talented Leslie Grossman. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.